IRT.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Steve.
This is Steve.
Okay, Steve, Mike here with Hoffman Mazer. How you doing?
Hey, good, Mike. I just sent you an email.
Oh, you did?
So
Okay.
I've or a text. I've wanted Tony to be involved in this every step because he's been giving the approvals along the way. And I don't want to
Right.
get into a he said or she said thing, but what I'm finding is I can't locate your location and I don't know where you are. So before we send final invoice, I need to know that I can reach you if you don't do what you say you're going to do.
Okay, so for myself, individually, I'm based in New York, but we have an HQ in Illinois. So whichever is closest to you, you're more than welcome to come down.
So how big is your company and how many people are working there?
So we are about 45, close to 50 people, and
Okay,
that's
and
divided into two.
how come I can't find it when I try to look you guys up?
Well, you could just look us up on Google and you'd find us everywhere. We have a Google My Business listing that's going to show you our address and everything.
Okay. Well, then
Where?
let me get, yeah, because I can't find it. So I just feel like we're getting scammed because this is way overdue. We're way
Okay,
late. We talked about the
Steve.
pictures. We sent the pictures. Okay. Remember you said you were going to be able to download all this stuff, and I'm not happy at all with what we've gotten, but we still need to own this app so we can continue to move forward. So let's come to an agreement that everybody's going to do what they say they're going to do. And if I know where you guys are and I can find you, so if we don't get all the passwords and everything, I can go after it. Then we'll go from there. Otherwise, I'll bring somebody else in and we'll finish it up the way we want it. You
Okay,
know what I
so
mean?
Steve,
So
we've
let's.
not had any kind of problems. I'm so sorry to cut you off. We have not had any kind of problems until the app was completed, right? And
Well,
I sent you this in the text message as well.
you should have
This.
never been paid.
Oh,
You
wow.
guys
Okay.
invoiced my CFO, who I just fired, and it was not talked about internally at IRT at all. So Tony had no idea that you were getting paid. Because all
Well,
these
Tony's
things
been involved in the
weren't
process
happening.
since the start. I mean, how does he
Yes.
not know that we've been
But
paid?
that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to do the he said, she said. I'm just letting you know where I'm coming from. So let's get together with Tony on the phone tomorrow. We'll do a
Okay.
conference call. We'll map this out. As long as everybody does what they say they're going to do and we know what we're going to get when we wire you the money, then we're fine. And we're going to wire you the money. We're going to take the app over. We're going to have the passwords and we're going to do our own programming to it.
Sure. So we've delivered everything that we are delivering everything that we put down in the scope for you, and we have documentation of a record to on the hindsight to look at it and see if there's any kind of discrepancy, right? First of all. Secondly, Tony wanted to cancel the web app, right? Now you know that the web app was included in this scope of this first phase of the project, right? Or is there some sort of discrepancy with that as well?
I thought that was included in the first phase because it
It
was a
is exactly.
$7,000 change order. Yeah.
Right. And I sent Tony the documentation as well. He did have a look at it, and we've not been able to speak since then. I mean, I tried to call you a few times as well. Tony has been on and off being in contact with me. So there's two kinds of discrepancies here. One is the feature with the pictures, and the other one with the web application, right? And I want to break it down so we can kind of roadmap it out. But at the end of the day, I've done my due diligence at my end. I've studied this internally as well with the team, and we are at no fault. We have completed the application. It's live on the app stores. We had to complete the web app. We have already shown the design of the dashboard to Tony. We need to send out the full designs to you once the final invoice is paid out. Tony wasn't happy that we were doing the web application, and I said we could look at it, right? I'll see what kind of work we've done, and according to that, we can go from there, right? And you know for a fact that the web app is included with this project, right? It was already signed in the final proposal that was signed by yourself and me.
The final project was quoted at 55,000. We're at 60,000, and you want $20 more to do what you said you were going to do.
Tony, with due respect, that's not true. I sent you the documentation, the proposal that you signed. And that has the web app included for another $24,000. So this had to come out to $79,000, right? And then on top of that, you guys signed up for a $6,000
Okay,
bilingual
do you want to
version of
send
the
me that
application.
documentation?
I have that sent to you already. I mean, I can forward this to you once again. Tony has seen it. That I know for a fact. I'll send this out to you once again right now. If you can just give me one quick
moment. Let's get on the phone tomorrow morning with Tony so we don't have to go back and forth. So what time do you get in the morning?
Oh, well, I'll be in by nine, and the earliest we could do is probably about 10 o'clock after I'm done with the first internal meeting. So 10 o'clock Eastern time would be the best for me.
Okay. Okay, perfect. That's 9 o'clock. That's fine. And then we'll go from there. And then we will own this app. We will own this entire thing. We will have all the passwords when this is all said and done. Correct.
Absolutely, and I put that in writing as well. As soon as the final invoice is paid out, we've done all the work.
Okay.
We'll hand this over to you. It's not our property, and it 100% belongs to you. In fact, everything has been deployed on your servers and everything. I mean, we still have access to it. We could still, maneuver with it, but that's just until the final invoice is paid out. And, once that's done, it's 100% yours, and we're building it for you, and we're just work for hire.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Okay. We'll talk to you in the morning at 9 a.m. or our time, 9 a.m. Central time. So
I'll call you at 9 Central. All right, then.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony. I'll let you go for the day. Bye now.